With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. As a child, writer Jerzy Kosinski survived the Nazi invasion of his native Poland. By missing an airplane that was to have flown him to California to stay at the home of Sharon Tate, he survived the Charles Manson murders. Kosinski also survived the efforts of two literary assassins from the Village Voice, who accused him of hiring other people to write his books.
The fiction written about me is very often better than the fiction I write.
There was even a story in a Minneapolis newspaper that claimed that Jerzy Kosinski was holding a woman in literary bondage in his basement and forcing her to write his novels.
There was another hoax, remember? There was a man who submitted Steps, my second novel, as his own. 10 years after the novel was written, this hoax was even better than the hoax of the Village Voice. He submitted my novel under a different name to the very publishers who published the novel and to several other publishers, and they turned it all down.
Jerzy Kosinski calls his new novel, The Hermit of 69th Street, auto-fiction.
There is no pure fiction, since clearly any invention has to be grounded in fact, or at least in a head of a writer. At the same time, we know there is no such thing as autobiography, since if I were to recount our meeting right now, it would be an essence of you and me at these microphones. Hence, I decided to fuse both very openly, and I call it auto-fiction. Some of it is autobiographical. What's to pretend? What? Should Kosinski pretend that he doesn't exist?
The Hermit of 69th Street purports to be the working papers of one Norbert Koski, a writer not unlike Kosinski himself, who was credited with footnoting and annotating this wacky satirical novel, published by Seaver Books, Henry Holt. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Jerzy Kosinski admits his new satirical novel, The Hermit of 69th Street, isn't for everyone. Decidedly experimental, it twists and turns through the life of a man who is clearly Kosinski's alter ego. Kosinski compares his work to that of a zoom lens.
This is the book about literary zooming. Do I start at very wide angle, 21 millimeters, to see all of you in that studio? Do I start, therefore, with a 69 millimeter lens, so to speak? Do I move now to telephoto? Do I pick up yourself right now as you scratch your forehead, baffled clearly by the things I say?
Kosinski's The Hermit of 69th Street is loaded with footnotes, quotations, and asides.
I might occasionally make a note or footnote that would send the reader to the wide angle, see something about the Second World War, or to the very narrow, over 600 millimeter long lens, which will point us at certain very bizarre sexual aspect. And there comes a specific footnote on this, usually a very real footnote. But beware, The Hermit of 69th Street is a work of fiction. Kosinski plays tricks.
Jerzy Kosinski admits The Hermit of 69th Street is not an easy book to read.
It forces upon you reflection, a spiritual concern, revulsion occasionally.
The novel costs $19.95, and Kosinski says it's well worth it.
A book of this size could cost $26 or $27 or even $29. This will take you a week. You save yourself on four other books.
Jerzy Kosinski's The Hermit of 69th Street was published by Seaver, Henry Holt. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Writer Jerzy Kosinski, whose new novel is called The Hermit of 69th Street, was 24 when he came to the U.S. from Poland in 1957. The Nazis murdered all but two members of his family.
Anyone, therefore, who survived the war, a Gentile or a Jew, witnessed things that simply an American mind probably cannot imagine.
Jerzy Kosinski says he never again wants to be occupied.
I don't want to be in a state of war. I'm non-competitive. You want to compete with me? Go ahead. You win.
Kosinski's first two books were nonfiction, written under a pen name.
Both books dealt with mechanics of collective living. Collective meaning the kind of life people live in Eastern Europe, in the Soviet-dominated country. They were really non-political. Great number of papers, in fact, complained that Kosinski, or Novak, as I was known then, was not political enough.
Kosinski's first novel, The Painted Bird, in 1965, is about a child's trip across the landscape of war in Eastern Europe. It received mixed reviews and moderate sales until the paperback edition, with a cover showing a monstrous figure with a huge beak carrying an innocent child in a basket. It sold by the thousands.
So I was curious. What happened that suddenly from 3,500 copies, I went to over 300,000? And anywhere I went, to any one of the paperback shops, there were these young men and women saying, "Hey, buddy, you want a good book?"
The flower children of the 60s might feel differently about Jerzy Kosinski's experimental novel, The Hermit of 69th Street, but Kosinski says he's looking for new readers. Published by Seaver, Henry Holt. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Not long after Jerzy Kosinski arrived in the U.S., an immigrant from Poland, he pondered his future. Writing One Over Wall Street, The Painted Bird was his first novel, then Being There. Kosinski also wrote the film version, which starred Peter Sellers.
Being There is probably the only novel you can think of in which the character is not driven by anything. He is totally at peace.
Jerzy Kosinski was skiing in Switzerland not long after writing his novel, Steps.
They called and they said, Jerzy, you won the National Book Award. Bennett Cerf, the famous Bennett Cerf of Random House, called. And I hang up. I thought that this was someone imitating Bennett Cerf.
Jerzy Kosinski says he has ordered his life in a conscious way.
Contact with other people, hence living in a big city. No ownership. There are some things I have to own. The Buick I drive, 1970 Buick, is still available on every weekend. I don't think I could afford to rent a car whenever I want. I own my books, clearly, my portable typewriters and things like that. But everything else I rent. I live in rented apartments. The idea was to make myself flexible so I can take time between books, not children.
Jerzy Kosinski's latest novel, The Hermit of 69th Street, is a dizzying tale of a compulsive writer named Kosky, but who might as well be called Kosinski.
This book is written out of necessity. Surely not a financial one. No sane man at my age would spend 6 years without skiing and hardly any horseback riding.
Published by Seaver, Henry Holt. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Novelist Jerzy Kosinski's ninth book is called The Hermit of 69th Street. While the reviews of this puzzling novel have been mostly good, Kosinski says he takes the bad reviews just as seriously.
What right do I have to cherish my own craft and free expression and then suddenly feel that someone else's free expression is either too free for me to take or not free enough?
Fame came quickly to Jerzy Kosinski in the 1960s after the publication of his novels The Painted Bird, Steps, and Being There. It's apparent Kosinski relishes fame and uses it.
Could I have written Being There without having been several times on different talk shows, including Johnny Carson and David Frost? These are the elements of life which one has to experience.
Kosinski describes his acting role in the movie Reds as a literary experience. As a past president of PEN, an association of writers, poets, and editors, Jerzy Kosinski notes that the world would find it hard to live without writers.
There would be no movies, there would be no good video without writers, there would be no theater, there would be no poetry, no textbooks, no Bible, and so forth and so forth.
And Kosinski says there is a public misperception about the writing profession.
If you really ask an ordinary person, they would say, well, you know, probably they sit down and you can bash out a novel in a week. You can't.
Any more than a composer could knock out a concerto on a weekend. The Hermit of 69th Street, the new novel by Jerzy Kosinski, was published by Seaver, Henry Holt. Not long ago, a cop gave Kosinski a ticket for making an illegal turn.
I don't like any contact with police. Police, for me, brings the echoes of police state, of a historical improper turn, so to speak.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.